Tonight's guest in the Legends of Greyhound Hockey, hometown legend, Tony Boots Buderak. Boots, welcome to the show tonight.
Thanks, Spanky. Nice to be here with you.
Well, Boots, looking back at the stats, quite a career as a member of the Sioux Greyhounds for yourself. Talk a little bit about becoming a Sioux Greyhound.
Well, just like probably every other kid in the Sioux, your ambition in life playing hockey was eventually start off playing with the Greyhounds. And I was fortunate enough to come up in, with Bantam and Midget playing with the Contractors, and with Vince Squeenia and my Bantam coach, and then Johnny Fromali is my Midget coach. And I was fortunate enough to get an invite to the Greyhounds, and Paul Theriault was the head coach, and I was just fortunate enough to make that team.
Talk about becoming your years as a Sioux Greyhound. Obviously, quite a career when you began, and how it led down the road.
Well, it started off my first year. Our first training camp was in Sioux, Michigan, because they were repairing the roof at the gardens. And, you know, it was quite an eye-opening going up against 20-year-old players and that. And I remember my first year of the line, I had Bill Terry and Derek Tanaka. Both guys played for Wexford Midgets, along with Johnny Goodwin. And I think Greg McDonald, all four made our team, and I played against them in the All-Ontarios here in the Sioux. So it was nice to play with them. You know, they were, fortunately, Johnny was the only guy who stayed after the first year. I think Derek went somewhere else, and Bill Terry went to, I think, the University of Michigan to play. But Johnny stayed, and, you know, we ended up getting Gats the next year, or later that year. So that was sort of the start of us being a pretty good line together.
Boots, Paul Theriault was your coach in your early career with the Greyhounds. Talk a little bit about Coach Paul Theriault.
You know what, I have the utmost respect for him, because I remember watching the year before when he took over from Muzz, and I think the Greyhounds were out of a playoff spot, and he ended up coaching them to win, I think, 11 of their last 12 games to make the playoffs. And then they lost, I think, in that 8-point series to Ottawa. And then him giving me the chance as a walk-on, you know, I respect him for everything he did for me.
That first season, Boots, 67 games played, 20 goals, 27 assists in that 78-79 season. As you moved on later on in your career, Terry Crisp took over. He was a coach. Talk about the changes and Crispy becoming the coach of the Greyhounds.
Yeah, I guess when Crispy came, he was sort of like a celebrity. You know, like nobody's seen an NHL coach around here before, or an NHL player. So, you know what, he was great to play for, and I really enjoyed the time with him. And even to this day, we're still in communication. My wife and I went to Nashville a few years ago and spent time with him and his wife Sheila. And, you know, I credit him for helping me become a better player.
Year number two, Boots, 50 points on the season, 24 goals, 26 assists. Some of the players that contributed to that season.
I think that's when I first started playing with a little bit with Johnny Goodwin, who was probably one of the best puck handlers and guys to play with. He could feed you the puck whenever he wanted. So, and then I think we started with Gats a little bit later on in the year. So, like, they contributed, and you know, it was a sort of a frustrating year because we missed the playoffs again for 2 years in a row, and it's kind of a downer. But you know, the following year, we sort of put everything together, and Sam McMaster made a few trades, and we ended up as a pretty good team.
Season number three for you, Tony, 80-81 season. I look at the stats here. Boy, you lit it up. 50 goals, 70 assists, 120 points in 80-81. Look at some of the players on that team. Doug Shedden, Mark DeMoor was in net. Talk about that season. Boy, that was a fantastic year for you.
Yeah, that was probably the best year I ever had in hockey. Playing with Johnny and Gats, and Gats had 78 goals. Johnny led the league in scoring. Sheds played on the second line most of the time, and I think he had 120 some points and 52 or 53 goals. So, yeah, it was good, because, you know, it was our third year with together with Goodwin and Mark DeMoor. I think we're the only three that stayed like the whole 3 years. And you know what? It was a lot of fun. I remember going to the rinks and coming back in the playoffs, and there's people lined up outside the gardens for tickets while we're pulling in on a bus. Yeah.
Boots, towards the end of your career, traded over to the Belleville Bulls. Talk a little bit about that and what led you to playing hockey after a Sioux Greyhound.
Well, before I went to Belleville, I went to Pittsburgh's training camp and then ended up playing in Muskegon in the International League. And then they ended up bringing back one of the original Hansen brothers. So I sort of got kicked out and come back home, and I went to see Sam McMaster, and he wanted to trade me. And I had a conversation with Paul Theriault, who is now coaching Oshawa, and we're supposed to have a deal going for me to go to Oshawa to play my overage year. And then I ended up getting a call from Sam McMaster. They were on a bus, and he called me from Blind River, said, "We made a deal." And I said, "Oh, good, I'm glad." He says, "Yeah, you're going to Belleville." And I said, "Well, where's Belleville?" I said, and I told him, "I'm not going to Belleville." So I thought about it for a while and said, I guess that was my only chance or choice to go. So I went to Belleville and had a pretty good time. It was a first-year team, and Larry Mavity was a pretty good coach, and I had a lot of fun playing there.
Bucci, we talked earlier. You mentioned after your hockey career, got involved in coaching. Tell the Greyhound listeners how that happened.
It was sort of after my year in Belleville. The following year, I went to New Jersey's training camp and never got anything there. So when I come home, I was pretty well done in playing men's league. And I would go visit Crispy in the office all the time. And then I talked to Sam McMaster one day, and Sam says, "Well, Terry's looking for an assistant coach." So I said, "Well, you know, maybe I'm interested." He says, "Well, do you want to do it?" I says, "Yeah, fine. Let's get this together." And then I ended up coaching with Terry for 2 years. I think the first year I spent most of the time in the press box and with the headphones, and whoever wasn't playing, I would be talking to him on the bench. And the second year, he put me on the bench, and most of the time, if we were up by goals or three or four, he would go sit in the stands for the third period, and I would coach the rest of the third period. And then he let me coach a game in Kingston. I coached my own full game, signed the game sheets and everything, and we ended up, I think it was a 3-2 win.
You know, I remember I was on the lines when Crisp was the coach of the Greyhounds. Very intense. Tell the Greyhound listeners a little bit and how that helped you today with your coaching skills.
Well, the way he coached, he was coached with a stern fist, and everything was his way, and being punctual and all stuff, and details he wanted, all the everything done. If you didn't do it right, you did it again and again till you got it right. And that's the way I am now as a coach. I've been coaching kids for 20 years now, 20 years plus, and I enjoy it. And kids make a mistake in practice, do it over. Do it over and do it over till you get it right. So I learned a lot, except the only difference between me and the two of us is I don't wear cowboy boots behind the bench.
Tell us if you could share a story, something that comes to your memory as a member of the Sioux Greyhounds. Obviously, a lot of stories, some we can tell on this, and probably some we can't.
let's see. We used to, I think it was my second year, we'd go on a, call it our annual fishing trip, but we never brought any fishing rods. We just go in behind Garden River, a few cases of beer, and a couple trucks, a couple cars. And I remember Art Rutland just, he just signed with Vancouver and got a brand new Bronco. So we're going down Garden River, pretending we're trolling, drinking beer. And he went to turn around, and he went to back up towards the bank, and his back end of his truck went about 4 feet underwater.
No.
We had water coming in both doors and out the other two doors. And then Doug Shedden jumped out of the truck, and he can't swim. Water's over his head, he slips, he's going downstream. And the only thing that stopped him was a log going across the river that stopped him, and we went and got him out. And I think that was the day that Sam McMaster wanted to trade me and Goodwin and Gatso set here.
That's amazing. Some of the stories are just unbelievable. You know, Boots, we could talk forever. Unfortunately, the period times are limited, and we've got to keep these interviews short, but I really appreciate you. Thanks for the memories as a Sioux Greyhound. I appreciate you taking time out here.
Oh, my pleasure, Spanky, anytime.